The United Nations Climate Ambition Summit pledged greater efforts in cutting greenhouse gas emissions that fuel the climate crisis. Heads of state, environmental activists, private developers, and financiers from over 70 countries joined the online event. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out how the UK will attempt to cut emissions by 68% over the next decade and end state support for fossil fuel industry exports.
Together, we can reduce our emissions, we can radically cut our dependence on fossil fuels, we can change our agricultural practices, and in short, we can reverse the process by which for centuries humanity has been quilting our planet in a toxic tea cozy of greenhouse gases. And at the same time, we can create hundreds of thousands of jobs, millions of jobs across the planet as we collectively recover from coronavirus.
But according to the UN Emissions Gap Report for 2020, despite a brief dip in emissions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, the world is still heading for a temperature rise in excess of 3 degrees Celsius this century, far beyond the Paris Agreement goals of limiting global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres directed a warning to the world's powerful economies about the current trajectory of worldwide economic development in response to COVID-19. And for doling out recovery dollars to fossil fuel industries during the pandemic, calling it a moral test.
So far, the members of the G20 are spending 50% more in their stimulus and rescue packages on sectors linked to fossil fuel production and consumption than on low carbon energy. And this is unacceptable. The trillions of dollars needed for COVID recovery is money that we are borrowing from future generations. And this is a moral test. We cannot use these resources to lock in policies that burden future generations with a mountain of debt on a broken planet.
Youth activists made their own calls to action at the summit. Indigenous youth representative Archana Sarang of India said governments have a responsibility to protect indigenous populations from extractive industries. Selena Narak Leem from the Marshall Islands billed herself as a climate warrior. She spoke directly to the heads of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and business elites, including Apple CEO Tim Cook, who were also invited to speak at the meeting. Here's Narak and Sarang.
I stand with the anger and disappointment of my youth comrades towards you, the 1% elite of the world, for with the massive influence you have, you failed your big shoes. I stand with the resilience and desperation of my youth comrades, for we have united across the globe to fight for our livelihoods. We demand what needs and must be done.
For sustained climate action, it is prerequisite to respect, learn, and empower the worldviews and traditional knowledge of indigenous and local communities. Their rights over their territories, land, and forests needs to be respected, recognized, and enforced.
The next UN Climate Summit is set to take place in Glasgow, Scotland, in November 2021. I'm J.R. Summers for KPFA News.